So senior students at Level 3 are back at school next week. Primary is increasingly looking like it may spend the rest of the year at home online. Students who can't attend those exams will receive an unexpected event grade. There's another announcement coming on Tuesday, but don't hold your breath. Post-Primary Teachers Association President Melanie Webb is with us. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning.
You seemed taken aback yesterday. Were you genuinely surprised? What else were you expecting?
We were genuinely surprised because we were expecting to go back, but we weren't expecting to go back on Tuesday.
When were you expecting to go back?
I think we were expecting to be given some time to work out how to do this really safely.
Well, you got a whole week.
The teachers to work out how to... It's not a whole week. It's 2 days. It's Labor Day on Monday.
But you've got all of this week.
That's not all of this week. That's today and tomorrow. We didn't receive our guidelines until 4 o'clock yesterday.
What about thinking through some of the things? Look, I'm not being critical. I'm just asking a couple of basic questions. What about in the period that you knew inevitably in some way, shape or form you would need to go back? Why haven't you thought about all the things you needed, talked to the ministry, negotiated with them, so when the announcement inevitably was made, you were set to go?
Those are very good questions. That's what we would have expected to happen. We've had a really good relationship with the ministry through this. We believe in working with them in order to get our kids back in school safely because we understand that face-to-face education is really important. This is something that we want to make work, but we have to be able to make it work safely for everyone. And it becomes all sorts of issues, including we've got teachers frantically trying to find childcare for their own children so that they can return to school on Tuesday. Because with the bubbles of 10, there are just no places. So they've called up, can't do it. With the primary schools closed, there's no access there. And so we've got these three senior levels who are coming back solely for exams. The difficulty as well is there seems to be a real lack of understanding as to how secondary schools work. So you have students moving in regular timetables. You have students moving around. You'll have over 100 close contacts in a day for students and teachers. We're going to be doing what we can to work to minimise that. So schools will be scrabbling to change timetables, but then they'll be doing that online as well as offline with those students who aren't in schools. It's a tremendous amount to do correctly.
Everybody agrees, though.
In the discussion.
Fair to suggest that everyone agrees they should be back. It's an important, critical time of the year and they've got to be there.
I would have said absolutely for those Level 3 students for whom it's their last year at school.
So you would have gone 13 only?
Yep, I would have gone for them, particularly in terms of exams, because what that then allows you to do is to run those exams really safely with the distancing to do that. I mean, when you talk about senior students in some large Auckland schools, you're talking about over 2,000 students in a school. And managing that and managing the exam process is absolutely fraught. But if you've done those year 13s, those ones who it's their last chance before they're heading off, totally manageable. So there are ways we can do this. We're not saying we don't want to ever return to schools until there's zero COVID in New Zealand. That's not realistic, but we want it to be done safely.
All right, Melanie, appreciate your insight. Melanie Webber, who's the PPTA president.